D's nuts. That's what we're up to right now. The letter D, thus, Diary of a Madman. Distant early warning rush, because we're doing the D's, KLOS A to Z. It took like 5 days to get through the first time, and now different stuff you didn't hear last time coming your way. So that one's for Heisenberg, the one who knocks. Do it again, and that's just the sort of thing you're going to run into as we roll out the KLOS A to Z. It's going to take several more days, but you're going to run into stuff maybe you haven't heard in a century or two. That is about as mellow and chill as it's going to get on the KLOS A to Z and the KLOS Christmas songs you're going to hear. But since it's Christmas Eve, but I mean, you know, it's not the sort of thing you usually hear at 5 o'clock on a Friday on KLOS. Usually it's the All Request Fest, which is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino. You can win a 2022 McLaren 720S supercar on January 2nd, 2023 at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Details are at yamava.com. You got to be 21 or older and please gamble responsibly. But be back in the new year, and the All Request Fest will be happening. And it won't be anywhere near as chill, happy, and peaceful as that did. Don't! We're up to the D's on KLOS A to Z of Rock Plus Roll, and that's led us to the word don't. We got a lot more, so don't wander off. Just like what I always used to get in school, D's. That's what we're up to right now, D's on the KLOS A to Z Rock Plus Roll. And usually about this time, as you bloody well know, Friday nights between 5 and 7, you are requesting up a storm. You're calling in. You're asking for a song. We're finding it and throwing it on the air immediately. And that will begin again in the nude year. All Request Fest, of course, is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino. You can win a 2022 McLaren 720S supercar on January 2nd, 2023 at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Details are at yamava.com. You got to be 21 or older. Please gamble responsibly. And please be back here in 2023 when we'll be done with A to Z and be doing your request again on the All Request Fest.
Back in the USSR.
Flying to the USSR, you have some sort of airplane story for us, and I'm a little afraid.
Well, you shouldn't be afraid. You're going to love this.
Well, I'm going to be on a plane soon.
Oh, you are. That's right.
Yeah.
This flight left here at LAX, and it was going to Dallas.
Okay. We're not going there, so we're good so far.
And you know the intercom system?
Oh, it's my favorite.
The pilot introduces blah, blah, blah.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to speak in a really monotone voice now about the Grand Canyon.
Correct, yes. That is
exactly
what it is.
Yeah. I've always wanted to.
Someone did get a hold of that thing.
Yeah, my hero.
Someone got a hold of that thing.
Oh, no.
Now, the sounds that you're going to hear are 100% a guy having sex.
Right.
100%.
Right.
They try to say, oh, yeah, it sounds like somebody had an upset stomach.
Stomach? Yes. I've never confused those two.
Here's the noise and then the report.
Okay.
Moans and strange noises. That's what passengers on a series of flights heard over that plane's PA system.
Moans and strange noises.
The PA. That's not the all either. There's more.
From whispering to heavy breathing and moaning, passengers aboard several flights have reported hearing a cacophony of disembodied sounds coming from the intercom.
KTLA's Mary Beth McDade is live at LAX with more on the unexplained noises. MB.
You know, we spoke to one of the passengers who happened to capture these bizarre moans and groans on his cell phone.
Oh, yeah, they just happened to capture. They're the ones doing it.
Maybe. This guy's hilarious, though, because he finds it funny.
You're right on.
So he's recording and he's going, listen to this. This is crazy.
Here's his take on all the noise.
Emerson Collins can't help but giggle when strange sounds start coming over the PA system on his flight.
They started pre-takeoff, and while we were still loading onto the plane, the earliest sounds sounded like someone having, shall we say, gastrointestinal issues.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
That's not gastrointestinal issues.
Absolutely not.
Collins says he was flying from LAX to Dallas on September 6th.
When I jokingly asked the flight attendant, is he okay? Because it definitely sounded like someone being sick.
And someone who I don't know who they are. That's where he sounds so guilty.
You think it's this guy?
I kind of do.
It's hilarious.
I think it's hilarious too.
Ladies and gentlemen, we realize there's an extremely
Ladies and gentlemen, we're sorry for that weird noise. We're not positive where it's coming from.
Nothing to do with the Mile High Club.
The flight deck is trying to troubleshoot, trying to turn it off. So please be patient with us.
American Airlines released a statement about the sound saying, the PA systems on board our aircraft are hardwired and there's no external access.
Huh. That's what I was wondering.
So it's not hooked to the internet. Yeah. So it's not hackable.
So, yeah, so I can't do it from the ground, which would have been fun.
That's my point,
yeah, exactly.
Is that they didn't even bring up the idea that somebody was on the plane doing
it. It had to have been then.
Yes.
Truly,
that's
it is hardwired. They haven't changed it.
Right.
That's the way it is.
Yes.
Huh.
Following the initial report, our maintenance team thoroughly inspected the aircraft.
Okay,
and
hold
the PA.
Okay, so here's what there's. This is American Airlines' official statement.
Right, okay.
And it's fantastic.
Thoroughly inspected the aircraft and the PA system and determined the sounds were caused by a mechanical issue with the PA amplifier, which raises the volume of the PA system when the engines are running. Our team is reviewing the additional reports.
Bad
come
lie.
On.
If you can't come up with a good lie, don't say anything.
Come on.
Just say we're not sure. We know someone was horsing around.
Right. We know somebody's messing around. We're going to get to the bottom of
and
it.
And it's no big deal.
But they, I think everybody is afraid of lawsuits.
I guess so.
Everybody everywhere is afraid
right,
of lawsuits.
Right, so especially
they
in
can't
these
just
United
say
States.
There's somebody that's putting sex sounds over the intercom, and we're sorry about that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
What's up?
You know, I it's funny, that song right there, I've seen more artists claim that as their favorite Stone song. Just different artists, different genres, all sorts of different humans across the years. I love that song.
That is a good song.
Right in the middle of a twofer from the Stones.
I'd like to do In Case You Missed It from yesterday, if
okay,
you don't mind,
sure.
Quickly. And that is the man rushed to ICU after crunching lung while masturbating too hard.
Did you ever find more details about that? Like, how do you hurt your own lung?
I don't know. We did this in the 5 o'clock hour, though, and I just want to make sure everybody's aware of this, that I don't know why you need to go that hard.
It could be dangerous. I go there. I see. I.
That's not what I meant. Apparently, there's a way that your lung can leak air.
Okay.
And so it leaks air into your ribs and your shoulder blade and all around your lung.
I hope it makes like a balloon noise.
It makes
it
a crackling noise.
Oh, not like a high-pitched, like a balloon, like when you're letting air out. That's not good.
Yeah, that's not what you want.
I mean, especially if you're going to town, you know, if you're treating your body like a wonderland or whatever it was.
Right, I think that's what it was. But I mean, how can one cause the other?
I don't know, man.
How is it possible to need to be active enough
alone
to tear, according to this article, your lung?
That's what the neighbors are definitely like. Keep it down in there.
Right. What are you
Come
doing?
On.
No, that's the noise. So I'm just saying, be aware of it.
Yeah.
It exists.
Yeah.
Go easy.
Public service from Kevin.
Take some time.
Very thoughtful of you.
You don't need to rush.
No, and you know, if you're screaming and you're hurting your lungs, just dial it back like half.
Maybe just give yourself a, say, 30-second break.
Maybe. Go back to it later.
I'm just saying, it can be very dangerous. Don't tear your lung. Rest. All right, I don't love this next story. I'm going to be honest. But a lot of you sent it to me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I'd like to share the weight of...
the burden?
The burden of this story is heavy, and it's a lot, and it's your fault that I'm telling
Poor
you.
Poor Los Angeles. What have they done to deserve this? What have I...
They
well,
sent
I've done
me
plenty.
The story.
Not all of them.
Yeah, all of them.
Some of them were very nice and didn't. They deleted it.
Man gets jump rope stuck in bladder after shoving it into his penis.
I didn't see this. I saw the x-ray.
You saw it, didn't you?
I did. I can't unsee
Turn
it.
On my machine. I'm going to need some sound effects here. 79-year-old Japanese man managed
well,
to get...
Whoa, hold on. He's 79? I figured he'd be 21, 18.
Right? Like stupid 79. Age.
79.
79 years old.
Oh, dude.
Managed to get a 90-inch jump rope. That's over 7 feet.
What?
Yes.
7 feet of jump rope.
Stuck in his bladder after allegedly shoving the rope into his penis. Now.
Why? Why? Have you ever had anything?
I've looked through this whole story for a why, and there is no why.
Oh my God.
I can't imagine, unless you're crazy.
You're totally crazy. Have you ever had anything jammed in
there? Yes, I have, and it's the most painful thing in the world.
It is.
Now, I know that we don't have babies, so we're going to say, okay, you get that as number one. Having something shoved in your penis?
Oh.
That's a solid number two. Don't argue. That's not good.
And kidney stones. That's sure. Number three. But number two is definitely there because I've had cameras rammed in there.
I don't know that we need that
kind of. And it wasn't for fun.
You're making the story worse.
It wasn't for fun. This guy's doing it for fun.
The unidentified man. That's sons of bitches. I want to know his name. Inserted the rope through his urethra.
In it goes.
However, the handleless rope. It was a jump rope, but there was no handles on it.
Okay.
Became tangled and stuck in the man's bladder. So he goes to the doctor and he says, hey, I'm having trouble peeing.
I got a weird problem. I can't imagine what's wrong.
He didn't tell them.
I can't imagine what's wrong.
He said I couldn't pee. And so they did some tests and they were like, hey, there's a seems to be like a giant rope in your bladder.
Doctor's in love. Great line. He said, doctor, I can't pee. How old are you? 79. You've peed enough.
It was then the man admitted what had happened.
Really?
Although he did not explain why.
Yeah, and you got to see the x-ray. It's disturbing.
I just posted it because all of you sent it to me, so F you as well. An x-ray then revealed that the object was a wire-like coiled foreign body. According to doctors, there was no way to remove the rope the way it went in, so they had to perform surgery.
There's no way to pull it back out.
That would have been... couldn't have been worse.
Couldn't have been worse. What's 7 feet? When you get to the first, 3.5 feet, aren't you going, okay?
No, I'm not starting with 1 inch. No.
How? He's 79. Was he wasted?
I don't know. It doesn't say, and it doesn't make any mention to he had dementia or anything like that.
Even for procedures.
Because he went to the doctor. They asked him. He had logical conversations with them.
Right.
And then they had to...
Procedures, they give you lots of drugs. Make it somewhat more bearable. And it's horrible!
Right.
Let alone...
But having said that, if this was me, I would say, listen, while I'm under, just put me down.
Yeah.
I've lived my life.
Finish me off. I don't need to be here anymore.
I've lived a good life. I have 7 foot of jump rope that I put in my penis.
And they're going to be talking about it on radio stations all over the world, having a good LARP.
It's over for me. Just put me down. 90 inches.
7 feet of jump rope. That does not go in there, sir. It makes me ill to think that next year that song right there is going to be 30 years old. 30.
Wow.
1992. 3 decades later.
Wow.
What?
We are old.
That is ill.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo hates Santa. Sluggo hates most of Christmas.
That's true. I'm not really a big fan, and I've always been a about Santa.
How come?
I don't know.
You know. When you were a kid?
Yeah. At least my parents were honest with me, and when I asked them if Santa was real, they're like, nope.
Unless people are listening, and then of course he is.
No, of course. No, yes. Obviously.
Let's not be ridiculous.
But my friends would be like, no, what are you talking about?
You'll love the headline to this story then. Ho, ho, no. There's a shortage of Santas this holiday season.
Woo-hoo!
Listen to this.
Welcome to the ultimate Christmas in July. Santa University, a 4-day training camp in Colorado where professional Santas come to hone their craft.
It's more of a calling than it is a job.
Oh,
I knew you'd hate these guys. Continue.
The little boy with no hesitation said, that's Santa Claus.
She said, your nose is like a cherry.
Wait, let him finish.
That's when I knew that I probably was Santa Claus.
There you go.
I can't take it. No.
I think you can.
No, I cannot.
Do you have time for a phone call, though, on the Heineken 00 hotline?
We have
Noel Nicholas, who is the president of Santa University.
Oh, well, no, I think it's a wonderful thing that you guys are doing out there, sir.
Santa, I'm so glad to hear you say that, Sluggo.
How many people do you just get straight up hate from, Noel?
Not many.
Not many.
To be honest. Most people seem to like Christmas and Santa Claus.
Right.
But there's always a few Grinches in the mix, sure, I suppose.
True. I am very green and wrinkled.
Now, apparently, the attendance is down at your school?
Yes, we're having a heck of a time finding Santas this season, and it just breaks my heart. Although I did hear you mention at the end of that record that you're old and you're white, so maybe you can apply.
And fat, I can do that, yeah. I am wearing red right now.
So is that going to show up? Like, are we going to notice that the malls are empty, that there aren't Santas?
Well, luckily, many of the malls have already hired their Santa Claus helpers this year, but for private parties and for other functions, we're having a heck of a time filling those slots. So I'm looking for qualified people to become Santa Clauses this year.
All right. So what are the qualifications?
Yeah. What do you need to be able
to do? Well, there's several. You have to have good circulation, because with childhood obesity rising, those kids are fat. So you have to your legs, and we had one guy lost both legs, had to be amputated.
A Santa?
Yes, a Santa.
Oh my goodness.
Now just wheels around.
That's a rough Christmas that year.
It's hard to get in the sled when you have no legs. Also, we ask that you not be easily aroused, if you know what I mean.
I don't think that's gonna
come
be
on,
a
Noel.
Not for any nefarious reason, but there's a lot of friction of people getting off and on the laps.
I mean, I think we understand.
Have you had that a problem at your university?
Don't want to sport a candy cane in the middle of a party. You have to be able to spell as well. We had one dyslexic Santa Claus who kept signing autographs as Satan.
That's my Santa. That's my kind of Santa right there.
Parents were not pleased.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure they weren't.
We're also looking for diverse Santa Clauses. You don't have to just be old and white anymore. We need African-American Santas and Hispanic Santas, or Spantas, as we call them.
I'm sorry, what did you call them?
Spantas.
Spantas.
Those are Hispanic Santas, yes, the Spantas. Even transsexuals, of course, we call them Trantas.
Trantas,
of course.
If you're a vegan, then there's Plantas.
Right.
And, of course, if you need financial aid for Santa University, we offer Grantas.
I don't pay much attention to the whatever it is day. Today, however, is 7 great ways to know your customer.
And that's important.
Get to know your customers.
I think that's very important for all of us.
This is customer Rick calling.
Hi, customer Rick. Thank you for patronizing our radio station.
Yeah, thank you for shopping with us today.
No problem.
All right. How much money do you make a year?
Hi, this is Monique. I'm ready to be grilled.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Yes. A long time ago.
And was it...
Yes, follow-up questions, please.
What band are you most embarrassed about liking?
Nickelback!
What the Okay, have you ever been arrested?
Oh, of course.
Let's see. Who's the dumbest member of your family?
Oh, probably me.
Steve.
Customer Steve.
Long-time listener.
Thank you.
I've been listening to KLOS since I was a teenager.
Good man.
Back when it was
good. You look so eager, so expectant. What exactly are you waiting for? Could it be this?
The name game.
I mean, it's kind of insane. You say the right two words after making yourself caller 13 right this second, and you win $11,000! So, why don't you give it a go? 818-955-KLOS, caller 13. We're also up to $11,000.
The name game.
Something's going to happen at 6 o'clock today if we don't get a winner. Who's this?
This is Ed.
Seemed like you had to think about that, Ed.
Yeah, I know.
I've had that feeling. I know how high you are, sir. I know. All right, listen, Ed, we really want to get rid of this $11,000. Will you be so kind as to take it off our hands, please?
I would love to try.
All right, let me tell you the last couple of guesses. Someone said Sean Connery. Now, that guy's only been guessed, I think, 57,000 times now, and that's wrong. And Matt Damon. So who do you think it is?
Let's go way back. John Wayne.
Well, listen, partner.
I don't know. I can you do a John Wayne? No, she can't do a John.
No.
No, sorry. And that's not the right answer. Boo! Pilgrim. Something about Pilgrim.
Can't do it.
All right. Well, thanks for trying, and better luck next time, right. And happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Right back at you, man. All right. Sometime between now and 5, another chance at the 11,000, and if we don't get it by 6 o'clock tonight, you know what's happening? You don't want to know. You don't want to know. You can't handle the truth. But something's going to change. Money, money, money. Let us play the KLOS $100,000 name game and give away the last 11 grand of that 100,000. You're caller 13 right now, and you can give me that name we've been looking for. .. 818-955-KLOS.
The name game.
Oh, and the name game. As well. Who are you?
This is Tina.
Tina?
Yes?
Would you like
$11,000? I would love $11,000.
Well, let's play the little $100,000 name game. You know, we're looking for that name of an actor, and I can tell you it's sort of weird to say that John Wayne and Sean Connery are ever a wrong answer to anything, but that's the fact. So who are you thinking maybe it is?
You know, my husband said he thinks he knows who it is, so I'm just going to give it a shot and cross my fingers.
I have my fingers crossed, too, for you.
Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts. You know, I love the name Roberts. That's really good. Anybody with a last name Roberts rules. But unfortunately, that's not what we're looking for.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Oh.
Damn it.
Darn it.
Yeah. Hey, language, what the... All right, well, better luck next time, all right?
Thank you so much.
You bet. Take care. Have a great Christmas.
You too.
All right, between 5 and 6, we're going to do it. Listen closely. One more time.
The name game.
The name game. Yeah, this is your cue. You know what to do. We call her 13, try and give me that name. And I got to tell you, I've been kind of warning you all day. Next week is Taint Week. You know, taint, nobody gonna be here. So, this is the last chance you have to win. Right now, until the new year, until we start the new year, until Tuesday when everybody's back. So, not next Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. See you next Tuesday for your chance to win. So, this is it. You need to be caller 13, and you need to win. You need to do it now.
Let's ride.
This is Ray.
Ray, this is your, this is the big chance. This is a big moment. This is it.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to wrap it up.
Cool.
Ray, you need to give me the right name here in just a second, or everybody has to wait until next Tuesday. Not the coming Tuesday, but the one after that. So we're all going to be.
See what I can do.
Nice. Well, let's do that. Let's give you that $11,000. I got to tell you, the last couple of guesses were Eric Roberts. Doug Roberts approves of the name Eric Roberts, but that wasn't it. And John Wayne. Both of those were wrong. So okay. Who do you think it might be?
I'm going to say Alec Baldwin.
Love me Alec Baldwin. Big time fan of his. Horrified of all the things going on. And unfortunately...
Wrong answer.
That's not the right answer, yeah.
All right. No worries. Thank you.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Well, good luck next Tuesday. Not this coming Tuesday, but the one after. We will pick all of this up again right where we left off. $11,000. Going to sit in the pot. I'm certainly not... going to take it home for safekeeping, that's for sure. Don't worry about that. And with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m. on, what is that, the 3rd of January 2023? We'll start playing again.